It was the first day of the week about 2,000 years ago, and one of our brothers was in trouble. His name was John, sometimes called the Beloved, an apostle of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. He describes himself on that day in this way. I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet. Now, if you're anything like me, or perhaps some others of my friends who've been wrestling with this, one of the things we've been doing over the last few weeks is perhaps in a measure of distress, bemoaning what we've lost on our Lord's days, our distance from God's people, our difficulty in preaching the word of God to an invisible congregation, our concern for the feeding of the sheep. But if you'd asked the Apostle John those years ago what state he was in, he'd probably have been saying something even more striking. If you'd asked him, where would you like to be on this Lord's Day, John? He'd have said, oh, my heart is in Ephesus with the people of God. That's where I really long to be, with the sheep amongst whom I am both sheep and under shepherd, but I am cut off from them. I long to be with them, but I can't be, either to feed or to be fed. What about the scriptures, John? Well, I have the word of God that I've hidden in my heart, but I probably don't have any of the scrolls or whatever else it may be that I would have used to study the Old Testament and perhaps to read some of the writings of my fellow apostles. Well, that's all right, John. You just need your phone or your... Yes, says John. Well, that's a problem. I can't make any phone calls or video calls. I have no means of contact. There are no podcasts. There's no sermons to download. Well, what about the live stream, John? Surely you can do a little bit of web conferencing. No, I'm utterly isolated from all my brothers and my sisters. It may have been even, for all we know, that John didn't have any other Christians with him on this rock in the sea where he'd been sent as a punishment for his attachment to the Lord Jesus Christ. You might ask him, well, how long, John, is this going to go on? I don't know. It could be months or even years. I may never have the opportunity to meet with God's people again before the Lord God calls me home. You look at all those disadvantages and you might say, well, John, surely you've got reason to complain. You're cut off, you're isolated, there's nothing that you can do to obtain any kind of benefit. Here you are on the Lord's Day and you are bereft of joys and comforts. Not so, says John. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. And however much we may be cut off from God's people, it's good for us to remember on our first day of the week that we are not cut off from God himself. The Spirit of God is not bound. He is like the wind. You don't know where he comes from or where he's going, but you know when he is present. He is unrestricted. He is full of grace and goodness. He is the Spirit of the risen Christ, and he has been poured out on his church. We may not anticipate quite the same effects from his presence as John enjoyed on that day on the island of Patmos, because we're not apostles like John was. But it's good for us to remember that whatever else we may lack, whatever else we may want, nevertheless, the Holy Spirit in his mercy is able to draw near to us as we seek to draw near to God. I don't doubt that John was praying, that he was meditating on the word of God, that he was perhaps expressing his concerns, his desires, his hopes and his fears for the people of God in his day. Well, if you're a Christian, let's do that on this day of resurrection, the first day of the week, the day when Christ is pleased to meet with his people. Remember, that's what John enjoyed when the Holy Spirit drew near to him. He had a vision of the Lord Jesus Christ that lifted up his heart, blessed his soul, and made abundant good for all to whom he later communicated. If we can be in the Spirit on the Lord's Day and enjoy such mercies, it will be a blessed day indeed, whatever else we may lack.